That's a good thing, sir.
I'll just put the chair.
I call in order the regular session of the Borough Mayor and Council for Monday, February 22nd, 2016. And it's been our long-standing tradition. I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in the pledge of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of
Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is the approval of the executive session minutes of February 8th.
I make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the February 8th executive session minutes by Councilmember Boyes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes unanimously. And, excuse me, there are two reasons under the Maryland Open Meetings law that the meeting was held as executive session. One was to consider the acquisition of real property for a public purpose and matters directly related thereto. And the second, to consult with staff, consultants, and other individuals about pending or potential litigation. Next is the approval of the regular session minutes.
Motion to approve.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion by Councilmember Boyes to approve the regular session minutes of February 8th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show that in both cases the vote was 4-0 with the absence of Councilmember Pretty. Thank you. Next, we have a presentation that we get a few times out of the year, and we look forward to very much, by Stephen Taylor, who is the director of the Wicker County Youth and Family Counseling Program.
First of all, thanks for having us. We look forward to doing this a couple times a year. I'll keep you up to date on what's going on. Congratulations on the new furniture. It looks fabulous. If you ever end up with too much, just let me know. So tonight we're here to talk about the Berlin Youth Club and the activities we do with the Youth Club throughout the year. And I want to introduce to you Amanda Chafee, who's the Berlin Youth Club coordinator for Worcester Youth and Family Counseling. And I have to say, Amanda's doing a terrific job. And what's one of the great things that you need to know about Amanda is that she lives here in town, but equally important to that, when she's around town, if she sees any of the BYC kids out and about, maybe doing some things they shouldn't be doing, she goes over to them. No, she charges over to them and says, "What are you doing? Do I need to call your mom?" And they say, "Oh, no, Miss Amanda, everything's okay. I'm going home right now." So that's one of the great qualities that she has. And she's very, very good one-on-one with the kids, and so she's done an exceptional job with that. And she's a little nervous about presenting to you, so we're going to help her through it, okay?
Don't be nervous at all.
We don't take ourselves
seriously at all, so just relax.
Okay. All right, you'll do fine. Go ahead, Amanda. Thank you.
Okay. Today's slideshow is...
Does it turn up on the side? Make sure it is.
No.
She's usually pretty good with equipment.
There we go. I kind of did an overall of what we did this summer and some things of what we're planning on doing throughout the rest of 2016. As you can see, these are some of the things that we have done for giving back. We try to instill the importance of giving back to the community. In this picture, we have an 11-year-old boy who assisted in putting together backpacks for the back-to-school event sponsored by the police department back in April. A lot of the older kids enjoy more hands-on activities such as this, while the younger kids enjoy making cards for troops and watering and weeding the gardens. Here are a couple of trips that we did, or a few trips that we did throughout the summer. The Berlin Police Department sponsored two field trips, one to Jolly Rogers and one to Splash Mountain. Oh, that same thing. Jolly Rogers, Splash Mountain, and Del Mar Stratosphere Trampoline Park. We also did town visits throughout Worcester County, including Snow Hill, Pocomoke, and Ocean City. One of my favorite was doing the Berlin scavenger hunt, which many of the businesses in Berlin participated in, including the town of Berlin, post office, baked desserts, the police department, and Church Mouse. We ended the scavenger hunt with a picnic at Stephen Decatur Park. We participated in several of the ranger programs at Aztec National and State Park. The participants learned about many of the animals that live in the water and had an opportunity to catch and release minnows, shrimps, tiny crabs, and more. When we visited the Chesapeake Dairy Farm, the kids were able to feed the baby cows, see the horses, and eat ice cream outside on the Adirondack chairs. When we went to the Berlin Fire Department, they provided the kids with a very thorough and unique lesson for those who attended, showing them how quickly they need to be able to put on their gear and teaching them basic fire safety that they should be able to do in the event they were to ever experience a fire. We also went to Shad Landing several times, and this provided the children with a great opportunity to swim and practice safe water play. The lifeguards did an excellent job of encouraging the children to take basic swim tests to be allowed to swim in the deep end. However, very few participants could swim without a life jacket. Therefore, they had to stay in the shallow end. So one of the things we want to do this summer is try to get swim lessons that they are able to further their ability to swim in both pools and the ocean. We find these trips to be very valuable as they help the children learn more about their community. We took a trip on the Assateague Explorer and we caught fish at Ayers Creek while kayaking. The children went on the Aztec Explorer to learn about water quality and aquatic life. They also learned the differences between the horses that live on the Maryland and Virginia side of Assateague. The children were able to get off the boat for a short amount of time to try to catch different animals in the water. On the way back, the kids were given the opportunity to look and touch different animals such as horseshoe crabs. This was really cool because this was many kids' first time on a boat. So they freaked out when we took off. They're like, we thought this was going to go slow. We're like, we are going slow. But they had a good time in the end. And while kayaking, they were able to enjoy a guided eco tour in the creek and enjoyed catching fish and other creatures with Steve's wife, Susie.
They wanted the better guide that day.
She was great. We also went to Salisbury University, where some of the Berlin Youth Club boys were able to go to a practice and talk to the boys about making good decisions on and off the field, the importance of remaining in good academic standing, and reinforcing this, you know, how important it is to give back to your community. The same boys also attended Salisbury's last home game, which ultimately got them into the playoffs, which was kind of a cool game to go to. We also participated in the Berlin Christmas Parade. We had 10 kids ride on the flute. We had two Salisbury interns who dressed up as the gingerbread man in the tree, and one of the sages girls wanted to dress up as a gingerbread man as well, and gave all the kids hugs as we went by. Just a few weeks ago, we visited the Delmarva Discovery Center, where the kids learned more about Worcester County, as well as they participated in a steam lab activity where the kids learned about different animal feces. So that really got them fired up. But they enjoyed the educational lesson about wildlife. Just before Valentine's Day, we had a party where we made cards for troops, played board games, and had dinner together before watching a movie. The kids really enjoyed getting together on a Friday night and asked for us to continue doing that every so often, kind of gives them some organized play on the weekends. Here are some of our plans for 2016. We have our kickoff dinner scheduled for June 23rd at Henry Park. Last year we did it at Stephen Decatur Park, so we want to do it at Henry Park this year. We've started gathering some interns and volunteers for the summer. We are going to start recruiting for new participants very shortly and develop a new list of community service ideas. We would like the kids to be a part of this list because they're going to be ultimately the ones doing it and giving back, so we want it to be something that they're interested in. One of the things that we're really looking forward to is making dog toys for the Humane Society because they like puppies. This Saturday, we're going to Wallops with both Sages, Sabres, and the Berlin Youth Club, so that'll be a really interesting trip, and putting all the kids together will be fun. And we're looking forward to participating in all the town events. And here's our demographics. We had about 40 children sign up this summer, but only 30 of them attended. The ones who chose not to attend either enlisted and enrolled in summer school, and then their parents either chose to do something else for the month of August, or they went and stayed with another family member or friend during that time. We averaged 13 girls and 17 boys, and those are details about the races. And that's it.
I think one of the key things to point out is that we're teaching kids how to give back to the community. And so we talked about letters to the troops and making toys for the dogs at the Humane Society. And we try to do fun activities like that to teach them how to give back. And the second thing is we're doing things within our own community, looking at the resources that are here. Assateague, Shad Landing, Discovery Center. So we're taking full advantage of what this area has to offer. And that's really the key behind how BYC operates. And the kids love it. They don't typically get out of their neighborhood too much. And so these things that they're seeing that aren't that far for the rest of us are quite a journey for them. So it's exciting, we're doing great things, and the kids love it.
That's great. I noticed there's a continuing theme in the years that the town and we've all been working together is that many activities seem to be related to developing both citizenship and character. And I think that's so essential to the fact that there's been that continuing support for this in the community. And also, as you mentioned, I think it gives them exposure to a larger community.
Right.
And that, I think, is very important. I mean, it's good to have good neighbors, mm-hmm. but it's also good to know that there's a larger community that is your extended family. How is your attendance in so far during the non-summer months?
It's been good. I think kids are looking for things to do. Go ahead, Amanda.
We did an event about a month and a half ago, and that was the day of the bomb threat, and that was our lowest events. Parents kept a lot of their kids home. Usually on the weekends, depending on if it's basketball and football season, we average about 17 to 25 kids.
Okay.
So a lot of them come. The Valentine's Day party, that was a little bit lower, but that was also because there was a BIS dance. So we had a bunch of kids drop out last minute. So as long as there's nothing else going on, they come right along.
My neighbor's grandchildren attend, and they seem to enjoy all of the activities. They love it. In fact, sometimes I've had to pick them up for her, and they seem to be very enthusiastic and happy about going, and that is a true sign that your organization is doing a good job and responding to the needs of the kids. So I thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
It's a really good time. They love it.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any other questions or comments?
I don't know, put you up. Isn't this the fifth, or would this be the sixth summer, I think, of the youth camp that we've been? I think this would be the fifth.
Yeah.
This was
it might
the fifth.
Be the sixth now.
Sixth
it's been
is
a while.
Coming up. Yeah. But I've noticed, the numbers have increased.
Right.
More children have heard about it. It's mm-hmm. more known about in the community.
Mm-hmm.
The activities that you're doing and
right.
the support you're getting from the community. It's just awesome. Yeah. Really great job.
A lot of the referrals are from family, friends, who word of mouth, mm-hmm. some through the school, a lot of it word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. I also want to thank you all for your participation. With the youth and with the Sages and everything,
right.
at some of our events,
mm-hmm.
particularly the events where there's a lot of kid activity. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. And hopefully that's another way of serving the community and growing part of a bigger family.
Right. I think so. We want them to experience downtown on those days when there's a lot of fun and some controlled activity going on. So
As controlled as it gets.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I know that this summer at the MML convention, they're going to partner with the town and do a children's. The Wednesday night, the governor will be down for the big dinner, and all the legislators are here from the state, the municipalities. It's going to be a nice opportunity for the whole state to see what kind of program that we're doing down here in Berlin, and you know, give you some exposure and give other people in other towns the idea of, you know, working with their town with this kind of a program for the youth. And I just think it's a great, great opportunity.
It's a great partnership, yes. And it's a win-win for everyone, so thank you.
Yes. And I'm going to challenge old Tom here now. You got to be a pirate. Troy's done it. I've done it. You can be a good pirate. There's pirate parties.
Your turn.
May 20th, Sunset Grill, 5 p.m. We'll see you there.
You got time to get ready. I got a costume. Great. And thank you. And we look forward to the next report because that really helps keep, especially when folks ask us questions, we're going to give more substantive, something to answer and just keep up the great work. And just, the most biggest reward is seeing the kids enjoy this and the referrals.
And, you know, I'm often impressed with the kids. They are just so mannerly and thankful, appreciative. It really comes through, and that's when it's really rewarding.
And this is something, I think, between, you know, here this evening, between our police department.
Yes.
Our youth and family, our faith-based organizations.
Chief's on board, right?
Yeah, and he's instrumental in the program, too. He does a lot.
So they love Chief.
But I think that whole dynamic is why we have it's a very important reason where we have the kind of community we do, where, let's face it, a lot of people when we come into life don't have a lot, but if you have enough support, especially enough guidance in the right direction, you can overcome almost anything. And I think that's another important part of this, between the community policing, where police are there to keep everyone safe,
right,
and support all kinds of programs. And what you folks do. I just think it's a very important character of the community.
And they do see both sides of the police department because, you know, Chief is there being their friend and doing things and sponsoring activities, and he's on the scene, and so he's really a great asset to the program and to the community. So I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, and we'll see you at the next event.
Very good. Thank
great.
You. Tom, you don't have to jump in the bay like Troy did.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Amanda, nice meeting you. We'll look forward to seeing you. Excuse me. Next is item 3 on the agenda. It will be Ivy Wells, our Economic and Community Development Director, to propose approval for Pecan's Beach. Ms. Pecan.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Since our last meeting, I was charged with finding a new date and time for our peach pageant. So after discussing with our committee, we've decided that it would be a great addition to one of our movie nights for June 18th. We'll be showing either Runaway Bride or Tuck Everlasting on Main Street, and this will be the opening act for that. So we will have the peach pageant. Asking your permission to have a peach pageant on June 18th at 5 p.m.
Okay, and where would the location be?
On Main Street.
Right on Main Street?
Right on Main Street.
Sorry, then big success. That's what I was asking because I don't think there was a spot left for the contestants.
Due to its popularity last year, I think we had, Lisa, 26 entries, and it people couldn't see the actual pageant, so we will use the stage this time and we'll pick it up a notch.
Great. Does anyone have any questions for us related to the recommendation? Okay. We have a motion to approve approve the new time for a Little Miss Ringo's Peach pageant on June the 11th.
18.
18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18. 18.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Essentially, these are introduction of rezonings that have been recommended by the Planning Commission to the Mayor and Council. They've been advertised for a public hearing at our next meeting of March 14th. And one is for the rezoning of the Police Department parcel on Decatur Street. And the other is for four parcels on Gay Street. The first is resolution number 2016-03, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin, a municipal corporation of the state of Maryland, to change the zoning classification of the property known as Worcester County, tax map number 301, parcel 1720, from B2 Shopping District to R1 Residential District. Whereas on February 10, 2016, the Berlin Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed and recommended these changes. Now therefore be it resolved by the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin as follows. A resolution of the Mayor and Council of Berlin, Maryland, Maryland Municipal Corporation, to approve the recommendation of the Berlin Planning Commission. The second resolution is resolution number 2016-04. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin, a municipal corporation of the state of Maryland, to change the zoning classification of the properties known as Worcester County, tax map 303, parcels 1124, 1123, 1122, 1121, also known as 13, 15, 19, and 21 Gay Street, Berlin, Maryland. This resolution recognizes rezoning these from R2 Residential District to B1 Town Center District with the addition of all four parcels to the Berlin Historic District. Whereas on February 10, 2016, the Berlin Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed and recommended these changes. Now therefore be it resolved by the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin as follows. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of Berlin, Maryland, a Maryland Municipal Corporation, to approve the recommendation of the Berlin Planning Commission.
So both of these will be the public hearings at the next meeting?
March 14th.
March 14th, and then after the public hearings, the Council has the opportunity to vote.
To accept the recommendation.
The recommendation.
Or not.
Mayor, okay. Yes. I have a question. Ivy. Could
yes,
you
sir.
Tell me, please, if the parcels that are on Gay Street, are they included in the Arts Entertainment District?
Yes, they are.
They are. Fantastic. I see one of the owners is here back. So I didn't know if you guys had any questions for him or not, but
I think it's a heck of an idea.
I really do.
I think you're both okay. No crystal ball, but I think this may be the first step of some other potential properties over time where they're kind of in no man's land. They're not really traditional residential use, but they're immediately bordering a very vibrant historic commercial area. And you know, I think that's another important aspect of making it part of the historic district so that whatever is built there complements the very, very historic architecture that kind of the whole town has been revitalized.
Good.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, very much so. Thank you very much. Okay. Next is a resolution from the Mayor and Council on Highway User Revenues. I want to know that this has been a subject for in recent years for the Maryland Municipal League, the Mayor's Association. I know Councilmember Paul has been very active in trying to, you know, basically get these funds restored. We see light at the end of the tunnel. When the new administration under Governor Hogan has made a commitment to steadily restore these funds over the next few years, assuming it gets legislative approval. So we want to make sure that I think this is very widespread throughout the state because I saw a news item on the TV last night. We're very fortunate. We were one of the communities where we were able to at least take money from some other expenses over the last few years to maintain our highways, not to the extent that we would really love to. But some of these communities literally have had almost no improvements for years, and it's just not acceptable anymore. So with the restoration of those highway user revenues, which are collected by the state and then should be coming to municipalities, then we'll be able to take that money and then do some other things that we've always planned to like for. So.
The thing that I heard about from other smaller communities that aren't as financially solvent as we are, they could go for grant money to do some road repairs, but then they didn't have the money to match. So without the HUR money, you know, their roads have really deteriorated and their hands have been tied.
So I think, you know, it's encouraging, mm-hmm. but the purpose, just so everybody, the purpose of this resolution, which I think many, if not most of the municipalities in the state would be having their own version, is to encourage that restoration funding.
Would you like me to read the resolution?
Please.
Resolution number 2016-05, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin and the Corporation of the State of Maryland for the purpose of petitioning the administration and the Maryland General Assembly to reinstate state shared revenues diverted from the municipal government to fund operations of the state. Whereas the state has slashed vital highway users' revenues historically provided to municipal governments for many municipalities, and whereas the town of Berlin experienced a 91% decrease in HERS funding from 2008 to 2013, and whereas highway user tax funding has been partially restored to the town, the current level of funding is 50% less than provided in 2008. And whereas House Bill 723 and Senate Bill 585 restore highway user revenue over five fiscal years to a minimum of $50 million in fiscal year 2021. And whereas municipal governments, more than any other government form in Maryland, rely on these state shared revenues. And whereas cutbacks in local service provision, elimination of local road projects, increases in property tax rates, and reductions in workforce are the sole options left to municipalities to offset this devastating loss of general fund revenues. An incorporated municipality's extremely narrow taxing authority prevents them from raising alternative funds to lost highway user revenues. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin as follows. The Town of Berlin supports the efforts of the Maryland Municipal League to reinstate lost state funding for municipal governments and supports HB 723 and SB 585.
Thank you very much. Sure. Then we'll make the motion to...
I'd like to make the motion for Resolution 2016-05 for supporting MML's reinstatement of HUR funds.
We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to support the resolution to request and petition the state to reinstate highway user revenue funding to all municipalities in the state to reinforce the rents. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. I don't think that is something that is... symbolic. I think it's important. I think that this is a classic case where all municipalities work together. And, as we have done more in recent years, I think for many years the tactic was divide and conquer. And the municipalities, the Maryland Municipal League, through the Mayor's Association, through the Eastern Shore, Northeastern Shore associations that council members involved with, I think that united, we can hopefully not be taken for granted in the future, because ironically, when you look at the population centers of Maryland, they're in municipalities. Yet, ironically, historically, we've been usually one of the first places to get cut. So hopefully this is the beginning of a trend where people look and see, where are the people living, who's affected, and how do we... with limited resources that we understand the state has, how can we more fairly distribute fundings in good times and bad? Thank you very much. Next, the departmental reports. Finance Director Natalie Salim.
Good evening, everyone. I have two things to follow up. The first one is in our Tyler technology implementation. We have received yesterday a revised schedule, and it looks like July the 22nd we will be on our own going live, and we'll be transitioned to, what is it called, introduction to transitional services. So basically, we will be off from our normal team who are doing implementation, and we will be to a new start with different people who will be assisting to go further down if we have any questions or concerns. During that time, we're going to have 4 weeks where different people will be on site here assisting us in training and reviewing the information in the new software. It looks like it's months away, but it's not. I have put a page on your dais out there for the schedule for our fiscal 17 budget. So if I, if I may remind you that it's upcoming in April and May, 2 work sessions for general fund on April 18th and May the 2nd for utilities. And then we go on, since the work sessions will be over, we'll go to introduction and so on.
Excellent.
That's all I have. Thank you.
And I just wanted to compliment Natalie on by consensus. We all read the town hall, because you know the town hall employees picked out the carpeting that was done. And we left it to Natalie's good judgment and taste to pick out the tables that replace the odd assortment of tables that go back at least 40 years. These as far as we can trace. They're not antiques, though, despite. But these tables, they did a very nice job, and but I do it. Jeff did pitch in to help set them up.
Yes, that was the teamwork. But it works. They did so much. They helped a lot to put it all together, yeah. And Jeff supervised the whole project. So my input is so minimal.
No, but thank you very much, Adam. And I gradually, it's like everything else. We just do a bit at a time, and we recognize that we're operating on a budget, but fortunately we are able to make modest but steady improvements in the appearance of town hall and our other municipal buildings over time. And, I think this is a very nice thing. Thank you. Next is Water Resources Director and Public Works Director Jane Crichton.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Recently, we've received several phone calls in regards to specifically the Flint, Michigan water crisis. And basically, people are asking, is Berlin's water safe, and do we have lead in our water? And I just wanted to say that every year, we have 3 different labs, Maryland Department of the Environment, our in-house lab, and an independent lab. We run tests on over hundreds of possible contaminants, and the findings are generated in what we call the Town of Berlin's Annual Drinking Water Quality Report, or as EPA calls it, a Consumer Confidence Report, and basically it lists every contaminant that we find in our water, whether it's a low level that's not harmful, or one that would be, and then there's some significant protocol that has to be followed to alleviate those issues. Every year we have the report. We've had no incident, and specifically lead has not been an issue. Our last results over the last several years, we've had non-detectable limits of lead or copper in our water, and I just wanted to let everybody know that we do get the annual report out in March or April. It's listed on the website, the town's website, or downstairs in town hall for anybody who's interested.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Well, I just have one question for Jane. Mm-hmm. I've had a few folks I bumped into are a little disappointed because they've been approved at Cannery Village and they keep pushing back the date there. Do you know if anything's slowing things down? Because I know they a few of them thought they'd be in like the 1st of February.
Well, really the ball's in their court. We're waiting to put meters in, but the sewer line still has not been corrected. They are there working on it. So the contractors are, yes. And I did receive a phone call late last week asking when we could put the meters in, and I said as soon as the sewer line has been passed and has been re-videoed, then we can go in and get that done. But it's really up to them at this point.
I didn't, so I didn't think it was anything on the town's part that it was on the contractor performing the work.
Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Bowman.
The Parks Commission will be meeting next week, the 1st of March. They'll be discussing primarily the movie events. We got, with Ivy's help, we had a survey out on Facebook and got down to a list of about 6 movies that were out of 12, and then we took the top 4 of those 6. So Downtown movies will definitely be Runaway Bride and Tuck Everlasting. I'm not sure which will be first and which will be last. And then the park movies will alternate. But those will start June 18th. As Ivy said, Little Mr. and Miss Peach Pageant will kind of lead up to that. It'll be a little gap of time between the two, but they'll run at sunset Saturdays starting June 18th.
Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have to find my stuff here. I'm kind of it's nice. I like it. I was off last week, so please excuse me. I'm getting back up to speed on things. As far as what we've done over the past couple of weeks is Cannery Village, we've been working in there as far as installing the primary, secondary, and transformers, depending on weather. The place gets really muddy when it rains, and it stays that way for several days until it dries up. Also, Bay Terrace Apartments, 517 Bay Street. They're doing some renovation work on all the apartment buildings there. They're replacing all the electric meter gangs that are out on the outside of the buildings. So we had to disconnect the power to Building A for them to do their work. And we also had to connect a temporary service for them for construction purposes. From what I understand, they're going to do it like Building A, they had to move the tenants into other buildings, and they're going to renovate those, move those people back in, and then move to the next building from there. So it's going to be an ongoing process for a while. Then also, what else? We've been doing tree trimming and also assisted the wastewater department in removing some trees at the spray sites. Trees that I guess have been knocked down during storms and that type of thing. Then also tree trimming over at 610 William Street. And then also this coming Thursday, we have a scheduled outage at Gold Creek Retirement Center. They're off at Decatur Street Extended. From what I understand, it's going to be approximately 8 hours. What they're doing is they're actually putting in a full capability backup generator. So when we have a power outage, this generator will carry the retirement center. We're supposed to do that this coming Thursday. We started meter reading this today. Demand reads and meter reading throughout the week here. And then this coming Thursday, I have a flagger class scheduled for 11 employees of the town in this room.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Planning and Zoning Director Dave Engelhart.
I have nothing additional this evening.
Okay, thank you. Next is Managing Director Jeff Leakwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have just a couple things. Working on coming up with the numbers, if you will, for FY17's budget. I don't have numbers before you start asking about health insurance rates yet. That should be right around the corner. Have been meeting with brokers outside, the broker of choice that we've used the last few years, as well as separate entities to discuss health insurance rates for FY17. It's still an interesting twist. We don't have enough data yet for us. That'll be at the end of March, maybe when our numbers solidify. So I'll be back with you folks. Then we'll start the process where I will invite you to the working sessions, and then we can go from there. I'm behind a little bit this year from years past, but preparing for all the employees a total compensation statement. That's where we take what the actual cost is of health care, what the town pays, what the employee pays, what reduces the taxable income, and what's your overall true dollar income for the prior year. So that's something I know employees look forward to. And then with the help of Gene's folks, both Public Works and Water Resources, we've come up with a plan. We're working toward a goal, and that is now to get the Berlin Park, the building, the big building, and a satellite building to start securing those.
Berlin Falls.
Berlin Falls, yes. So we're working on that, and we are making progress.
Thank you very much. Ivy Wells, do you have anything to add?
Just a few things. I wanted to thank everyone, Mr. Mayor and Laura, who came for the community chalkboard ribbon cutting last Friday. Thank you very much. It's going to be really incredible to see what people answer to some of the questions that we pose. I noticed many people were stopping and reading it today, so that'll be a really nice addition to the town. The floor is getting put in either this weekend or next weekend. They're still waiting on some material. I just wanted to put that out there. I know a couple
of people. Send us all the emails, so you'll often come in.
Right. I'm currently working on some fundraising ideas for the fireworks in July and also for a Christmas celebration. I know we just celebrated Christmas, but we have to start raising money now. And then I'm also working with Diana Purnell on some ideas she has for the multi-purpose facility. And that's it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Anyone have any questions for Ivy? Next we have the town administrator's report.
No purchase orders tonight, but I also wanted to mention that we've been getting a lot of phone calls from people asking about the Zika virus and what we're doing to prepare for that. So we do have a page on our website with the latest information from Worcester County Health Department all about what to do to prepare and prevent, and they're relying on the Centers for Disease Control. That information is guided their advice. So if you're looking for information on that, you can go to the town website and just Google Zika and it'll pop right up.
Thank you.
That's good. That concludes my report.
Great. Thank you. I don't have any comments. Thank you.
Nothing.
Anyone? Okay. Do we have any comments or anyone who wishes to address the mayor and council sitting here tonight and in the public? Do we have any comments or questions from the press?
Move to adjourn.
I know you're always ready. Thank you very much for attending.
Thank you.
We'll keep everybody
acquainted.
I know that one.